He killed them? By all reports, it was an epic battle. 4-1. Goody for Mogava. Even he deserves a little happiness in life. We were approaching the tenement that masqueraded as company headquarters. I invited everybody in. The boys got a fire going. When One Eye showed up, I suggested he see if he couldn't scare up some beer, that I had heard there was some floating around, and we sure could use a drink. Grumbling, One Eye returned to the night. Before long, he and Goblin turned up lugging a barrel. "On me," I told everybody. One Eye made a whining noise. I stripped down and flopped onto a table, which is why the fire, to take the edge off the chill. "How do I look, One Eye?" His tone was that of a man responding to a stupid question. "Like a guy that's been tortured." "You don't know how you ended up in the street?" "My guess is they heard you coming and tossed me out to distract you while they got away." "Didn't work. Roll onto your side." I spotted a face outside the open door. "Come in here. Have a beer with us." The outsider, Sindhu, joined us. He accepted a mug, but appeared to be very uncomfortable. I noted how closely Uncle Doge watched him. Chapter 58. It was still that same adventurous night. I was still disoriented, still hurting, and definitely still exhausted. But here I was wrapping a rope around me so I could rappel down the outside of the wall. "You sure the Gnar can't see us from the gate tower?"
"Damn it, kid, will you just go? You fuss worse than a mother-in-law."
One Eye might know. He's had several. I started down. Why did I let Goblin and One Eye con me into this? Two Taglian soldiers were waiting when I reached the crude raft. They helped me board. I asked, "How deep is the water?"
7 feet, the taller man replied. "We can pole across."
The rope stirred. I held it. Soon, the outsider Sindhu dropped onto the raft. Mine was the only help he got. The Taglians wouldn't even acknowledge his existence. I tugged the rope 3 times hard to let the top end know we were going.
"Start poling."
The Taglians were volunteers chosen in part because they were well rested. They were quite happy to be leaving the city, and depressed because they would not get to stay gone. They considered this crossing an experiment. If we made it over, slipped through the southerners, then got back to Dejagore tomorrow night or the next, soon whole fleets would hazard the crossing. If we got back. If Shadow Spinner's men didn't intercept us. If we found Lady at all, which the soldiers didn't know to be part of the mission. One Eye and Goblin browbeat me into looking for Lady. "Never mind them injuries, kid. They ain't shit." Sindhu